2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The Nightside Project. Finish the day happy, happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, this is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Thank you so much for jumping in. And we appreciate it. Alex, I found a Christmas gift for you.
Oh, that's nice of you. What's the occasion?
It's called a pocket sax.
All right, hold
on.
You
seen this?
This is a family show. What is
no,
this?
I'm serious. Hold on, let me see if I... So the it's about as long as a recorder.
Now listen, I've seen these. Now hold on a minute. I've seen these. Do you
Have
use
you?
Your own mouthpiece, though, from a saxophone? Or does it come with the mouthpiece? Because I've seen these are basically a recorder with a saxophone mouthpiece, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's I don't know. You're out
they
of my depth.
They sound terrible, though.
They sound exactly like a saxophone.
No, they don't.
No.
I'm gonna play it.
No.
I'm gonna find a version. Oh, you've got no. Don't play it just like off of the thing. Oh, let me find it right here.
I'll race you.
No. I've got actual videos that will play actual good.
Good quality audio.
Okay, this guy's going to try to...
Oh, I'm Brian Whitman, and I would like to welcome you to world of the pocket sax.
Gross.
Underneath this little cap.
This guy looks exactly, by the way, this guy looks exactly like a guy who plays the pocket sax would be, mm-hmm. and who an enthusiast, mm-hmm. a pocket sax enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Maui, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he is like a beatnik poet guy.
How do you bring this up in conversation, though?
Hey, pocket sax brings itself up because you walk
does
over.
Does it?
Yeah, because what
it
happens is.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, it does. You lean over and you're like, hold on, let me grab this. They go, whoa, what do you got going on? You go, oh, this? Pocket sax. Boom. And then, why are you doing that? And, okay, so this guy, he just is about to fire it up here. He just put it in his mouth. So, yeah, it has like a saxophone mouthpiece, it looks mm-hmm. like.
Right out of your pocket.
Gross.
Well, I guess he showed you.
Wow. Has a little bit of a clarinet situation going on. Sounds a little bit clarinetish. I like it though. So I'll pay for shipping and handling if you send it. This guy's awesome, though.
Well, I guess he showed you, didn't he, Alex?
Yeah, I'm not messing around. He also has, like, reverb on it. And he's cheating because he's actually good. People are like, hey, man, have you ever seen those things where they go, oh, look, you too can learn how to play the guitar. And then they get this guy, and he's like, plays like Spanish sax, or plays like Spanish guitar, like amazing. And he goes, I just did this with, and this guitar's 1999. And you go, no, come on. Like, it's because he's amazing, not because, like, that guy's amazing. Maui the Beatnik, pocket sax guy is awesome. That's an amazing gift. I'm going to be honest. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well,
so you know what I'm doing this year?
What's that?
The saxophone's back out. This is the time of year it makes the most appearances at my house.
Yeah, because you got to play the Christmas carols. What's your favorite Christmas carol to sing or to play?
Oh, to play on the saxophone? Yeah, Christmas song, bro.
Do you sing along?
You can't really sing while you're playing, dude. What are you, an insane person? I can play it.
I sing when I play the guitar. I sing along.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's
I'm
like
gonna work on that this year.
One.
I'm gonna play. Some people play the piano and they sing at the same time. Mm-hmm. So maybe
I'm
I just haven't developed that
it.
Yet.
I'm saying I think your kids would enjoy it.
Well, I do the Christmas. I do the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire.
Oh,
play it with sax.
Yeah.
You know
I've heard
mean?
You play that before. You played
yes.
that. You played that once on Nightside.
Yes, on the Festival of Carols. I'm a big. I see three ships. Isn't that one? Isn't that one?
Yeah.
Another one.
I see three ships and sailing.
I can do. I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with Christmas, but
three ships and hits in the morning.
I play it.
They opened up the cannon fire and something.
What else do they? What else do the? I'm trying to think. What else I do? I do all sorts of stuff. I do a lot of. I do a lot of Charlie Brown Christmas, kind of tunage. So
yeah, the anyway. Dave Brubeck.
No, but what I'm doing is what's his name?
Dave Brubeck.
No, it's Vince Guaraldi.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's the trio. Yeah. I'm glad we're doing this. No, but what I was saying was I put on the Santa hair and the Santa beard.
Mm-hmm.
Stand out in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, yeah, you should. People would love that.
They do love it. Yeah, to the tune of $419 so far this year.
I'm sorry, it's what?
Yeah, no, I've been putting the sack
case out.
Put
your hat out?
Oh, yeah.
What does your wife think of that? She probably loves it.
Oh, she's 419
in front of your house.
She's the one who puts the advertising out. She's the one who parks the car and redirects traffic into our cul-de-sac, bro.
Bring cash.
Could you imagine if I did that? If I just stood by myself in a pretty this thing does not travel, by the way. There's not a lot of people that drive up and down the road.
Right.
And certainly in this cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. So it'd basically be like five people. Our neighbor's kid this year had like a store that they put in front of their house, but they're the last house on the cul-de-sac. Nobody comes into it.
Yeah.
So he'd sit out there in this store every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for like 3 hours in the dead heat. Jack or Judy?
It's both. There's an assassin has arrived at our house.
Yeah, obviously.
So it's fine.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm basically doing what this kid is doing. I'm just looking for attention and then hoping somebody will drop some money in the old hat.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I'll swing by and check out the show.
Yeah.
But you don't sing along. See, that's what you're making.
And it gets pretty cold. I've made it through about a half a song, and then I run back inside.
Can I share with you a new Christmas tradition that I've started this year?
Absolutely.
So this has been a season or a time, a series of years of new traditions for our family.
Because
this is for our second year in a row we've harvested our own tree.
Oh.
From the wild.
From where?
Daniel's Summit.
Oh, that's quite the hike, dude.
Yeah, well, I didn't walk there.
Well, no, I know, but did you do what you hate the most and you drove a bing 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 bing?
No. It was just in a pickup truck and there's not a ton of snow up there.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you do the manly thing and actually use an axe or just a handsaw?
No.
I
actually used a battery powered chainsaw.
Oh, battery powered
from Home Depot.
So about halfway through it didn't work anymore and then
it ran great. Oh, but I mean, I don't know how big you think these trees are, because we've got 8 foot ceilings, right? So if
you're
getting
get
a tree
five
in the
and
wild
a half foot tree, yeah.
If you're getting a tree in the wild, people don't realize this, but when you buy a tree off the lot, that tree is old, kind of old.
Yeah.
Because they grow it out and they trim it back and grow it out and trim it back. So you get a nice full tree. If you're doing this in the wild, if you want a tree that's going to fit in an 8 foot room, guess what? You're getting a brand spanking new tree that only has like a dozen branches on it.
Well,
cut that thing down, you don't need the chainsaw. The chainsaw is just for a little bit of fun.
So what is it pinned into then?
What do you mean pinned in?
Like, does it have a
stand? I've got a Christmas tree stand.
Okay.
And what I did is I chopped off, so I cut it a little long, right? Several inches long.
Go.
And so what I did then is I chopped off it pieces. So when I made that final cut before I put it in water, I chopped off some larger pieces that I stuck in the stand to brace it.
Yeah.
Because the screws in the stand don't come anywhere close to the tree.
Well, that's really cool. Don't you have to pay? Do you have to pay $25 to the Abominable Snowman or something like that? How's that work?
Yeah, the U.S. Forest Service.
You put a $20 bill on the stump that you like.
But it's been a really fun tradition. And you know, we drove a truck. We got it. It wasn't far off a dirt road, so we were within a couple hundred yards. We drove to within a couple hundred yards.
Did you end up getting a new truck?
Nope.
Okay.
I did not.
So that's solved. Everybody jam in the car and
No. I borrowed a truck.
Oh, you borrowed a truck. All right.
Yeah, I borrowed a truck.
Okay.
So that's been a fun tradition. This is our second year doing that.
Very cool. You're right in the wheelhouse of amazing traditions when your kids are in their mid teens. No, it's perfect.
Yeah, I nailed it. Well,
we bought the fake one this year. So that's where we're at.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Fake ones
finally,
are nice.
We
for
finally
a
went
things.
To the fake one. We've been real trees every year, but you know what happened? Costco used to be $44.99, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a perfect tree, for a perfect 8 foot tree from Oregon, you know?
Yeah.
And every year, it's just amazing. Smells amazing, perfect 8 foot tree, amazing. We have two things happen. We have taller ceilings now, and Costco's trees, over the years, we've seen them go up. It was like $44.99 the first year, it was like $51 the year after that. Then it was like 2 years ago, it was like $79, and I was like, whoa. And last year it was $93, and I was like, "No, thank you," but we did it anyway because we were had nothing to do.
It's $93, and an environmentalist stares at you through the window while you put.
But hold on, it gets worse. It's 119 this year.
Mm.
They just keep going up. It's, I mean, that's more than doubled in the time, just in the last like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And so we were like, whatever, we're just going to go fake so that we can have a taller one. And it's pre-lit. I don't have to do anything.
See, that's what you want. If you're going to get a fake tree, get the pre-lit tree.
Yes.
Because it's actually really difficult to light a fake tree because those are little metal pieces. And
yes. So it's all, and it all works. Really, and then, anyway, Costco does a good job.
So this has been a really fun tradition, and we've liked it quite a bit. And you're right.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little bit late coming, but I started a new tradition this year. And this one was off the cuff. This one was just like on a whim. I started it at a store.
The kids start decorating, and then you bust out, boom, pocket sacks.
No, I actually leave.
Oh.
No, so I was at a store, and I got a gingerbread house kit. Okay.
We've done it, yes.
And then I was at another store, and they had another kit. And I was like, oh, this one's different. So I got it. And then I determined, you know what, this year I'm going to buy every gingerbread house kit that I
Amazing.
See, as long as it's
yes.
different.
Uh-huh.
And I've got probably six.
So so they're all decorated at the house
no,
now?
No, not yet. We got to I think we're going to do them this weekend.
Well, here's what you do. Are you going to do a contest?
No.
That's what you got to do.
You think so?
Yeah, because your kids
Pit
are
my
like...
children
your
against
kids
each,
are
ma- each other?
Yes, your kids are massively creative. Your kids are massively creative.
Yeah,
You'd be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't put yourself... You make the traditional one so that you guys don't look like total insane people. And then let your kids do ones that... That later you'll take pictures of them and go, oh boy, we were worried about you back then. Go.
So it's like evidence for the therapist.
Yeah, where they go, yeah, it's like one of, yeah, the picture of like the butterflies that are different directions. They go, mm-hmm. Or they just show the Christmas things that your kids make, and then they know this is where the problems hit because Dad murdered trees by his own hand, and then he made us make these gingerbread houses together.
I think it'll be fun. I'm still on the lookout. I'll get more. I don't care. I'll get as many as I can find. And
combine them. You just put all the pieces in the middle and go, okay, you have 10 minutes to make a tree.
Well, you know what I
mean?
I was
thinking? A house.
I was thinking, and this is what I need to do, is I need to go, and you know where a good place to do this is Winco, because Winco has the bulk foods. And just get so much that every inch of that stuff could be covered in candy if we wanted. Because one of the problems with the kits is they all kind of come with the same candy.
Yeah,
quite
and
enough.
I'll tell you, too, I'm kind of an expert at these kits, too. The frosting for the frosting that you have to use to pipe on is like it's gluey and it's kind of gross. But you have to be careful because the bags always split at the seams because you're always squeezing pretty hard.
Yeah.
The bag will always split at the seams. I would suggest... getting some of your own piping stuff together, maybe having Emily make some extra of the white frosting so that you don't just like rely on the store kit only.
You know what I want to do? I want one of the M&Ms. Here's my vision, okay? And I see it. I see it in my mind as I close my eyes. It's one of the gingerbread houses, the biggest
yes.
one.
Yes.
Covered completely, head to toe, not a single portion not covered by... Red
by frost
M&Ms.
Oh yes, no, that's a really good. That's a good thought,
right?
Have you thought maybe of? You got to get. And the other thing is the candy on these things are garbage usually.
Yeah,
but my
great.
Kids still pick them off, and
of
so
course,
I'll tell you
I
if you
too,
can
so.
If you can incorporate like real mainstream candy in there, some lemon heads, some. I'm trying to think what would be
Reese's
peanut butter cup trees. You know what I'm talking about? Get mm-hmm. those involved somehow.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Doing like boards using Kit Kat.
Oh, see? Amazing. Or like fencing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
See, this totally makes sense. And you're doing this the right way.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I just imagine you guys doing this and your oldest kids hating it and hating you. And that's the part that I really am like,
yeah,
this is, that's where you start really feeling like this. The real spirit of Christmas, people ignoring each other and barely wanting to be involved.
Yeah. When your kids are double dog daring you to keep going with these family traditions.
I know. Oh my gosh. Can I say something?
Yeah.
The stupid elf showed up at our house again. Okay.
You're the boss of your house.
I know.
Alex, and I don't know
why
you do this.
Listen to me. I tried to really, I couldn't like just throw it straight away when we moved. Mm-hmm. I hate the elf so much. And yet today my wife did this whole, he keeps not showing up and the kids are like, what's going on? Our oldest is like going, yeah, that's fun. And he's out, he's over it.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like, they told their friends that the elf showed up. And I was like, you guys are embarrassing yourselves. And I even put on the thing. I was like, hey, there's some old guy living at your old house. It's the guy who rents from us. I was like, yeah, he got quite the scare when I was in his room this morning because I wrote a letter from him. Anyway, it was very traumatic for our kids, but he showed up today. And now it's going to be a full – I tried to hold off as many days as possible, but it's going to be a few weeks of me forgetting to hide it. And then having to explain why he's in the same spot one day that he was the next. So there you go.
Well, it's because he's got COVID. It's obvious, Alex.
He's got COVID.
He's got to stay where he's got COVID. He doesn't move around.
This is his quarantine. Don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Yeah, that's right. He's in quarantine on this side of the house. He's not going to leave this side of the house for a while.
I missed an opportunity. I'm going to put a mask on him.
Look, the quarantine's 10 days. Okay? So if he stays in quarantine for 10 days each, you only have to move him.
Twice. I love it. I'm putting a mask on him, and I go, and his note's going to be like, Santa says I got to wear this, and I'm quarantined for 10 days.
I can't leave this room.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. We saved Christmas.
There you go.
Hey, I've got a Zen headline. You want to do a Zen headline?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Let me get the real music here. Let's see if I can get the real music. Make sure we go. Here we go. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a great Zen headline.
I'm sure it is.
And so everyone's sorry. I'm chuckling because every once in a while someone sends me one that's only what's the word I'm looking for? Moderately appropriate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By which I mean to say inappropriate.
Well, this is a podcast. It's a family show, but it's also a podcast, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, Alex. This is in Brookville. A FedEx driver. In Brookville, where's Brookville? Hold on a second here. I gotta hold on.
And there's probably about 50 of them, so you gotta make sure you get the right one.
I can't figure it out. It's Virginia.
Okay.
Brookville, Virginia.
Got it.
A FedEx driver driving through making his deliveries watched a young boy shooting for weeks at a rusty bent outdoor basketball rim. So she thought, you know what? I'm gonna do something a little nice for Christmas. She went out, she bought and delivered to his home a brand new outdoor basketball hoop and basketball and left a little note. And it's one of those FedEx "we missed you" tags. You know those little when they don't find you, they just missed you?
Yes.
It's one of those, but it says, "Just wanted you and your son to have the best hoop that'll grow with him and all his friends. It's wonderful that you guys shoot hoops with him." So she saw the family out there shooting.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Holy cow. So where's the inappropriate part? Somebody get murdered?
No, I skipped that one.
I was waiting the whole time for something inappropriate. I'm all, this is a pretty good story, but Ethan, when does somebody take their shirt off? Or what? I don't know what you're talking. I didn't know where this is going. And you're like, at that point, the man revealed that this was not actually his family. It was his second family. His wife didn't know about it till then, and now they're divorced. So,
no, the parents came out and they said, "Why did you do this? Our son died 10 years ago."
It's a ghost.
And then they went to the cemetery, and there was the basketball.
I hate this so much, and I love it all at the same time. Oh, my goodness. Well, how did you? But I've seen you playing basketball here with him. Well, we play basketball with him, and I do it because I think about him so much. But no, you're playing one on one with him.
Dun, dun, dun.
My heavens, that actually made my day. News and headline. There you go.
Yep. News and headline / new ghost story.
Millard, good job. I'm gonna I'm going to have a great time watching BYU play. What'd you call them?
Yeah, Carolina Beach College.
Carolina Beach College. I hate that you're trying to take away from my Cougs, man. That's your team
I'm
now.
I'm not taking away
That's
anything.
Your team now, bro.
I'm not taking away anything. The college football committee is doing plenty of that.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So they don't need me.
I love that you're involved in it. All right. For Ethan Millen, I'm Alex
Curie. Sure, really love it.
We'll be back again for more of this next week. And keep downloading the podcast. We'll keep throwing out some of these episodes every week. So until then, we'll see you then, everybody.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.